This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Aboyim. In the Parsha's B'Shalach, right after Klal Yisrael experiences Kriyas Yamsuf, and they reach the high Madrega of Shira Oz Yashir, the Pasuk tells us, Vayasa Moishis Yisrael Miyamsuf. They're traveling now away from Yamsuf. And Vayetzul Midbar Shur, they go to the desert of Shur, Vayelchu Shleshish Yom Midbar, Veloimatsu Moim, Shtakim Vasser, there's no water. Vayavayim Arasa, they came to a place, L'chayra called Mara, we'll soon see in the Rishonim, if there is such a place, and if there's actually a real name, Marasa. They come to Marasa, V'loyachlu Lishtes Mayim Imara, Ki Marim Heim. They couldn't drink the water was bitter. Alkein Karashma Mara, so the name of the place becomes Mara. They complain to Moshe. Vayitzak al Hashem. Moshe screams out to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Vayirei Hashem eitz. Hashem shows him a wood, eitz, a piece of wood. Soon we'll see in the Rishonim what this wood was, what this piece of eitz was. Vayashach al Hamoyim. He throws it into the water. Vayimtiku Hamoyim. The water becomes sweet. Sham sam loichek mishpa v'sham nisahu. There the Ribbono Shel Olam puts chayk u'mishpat, chukim, mishpatim, the laws, and there they were tested. Later on, they travel from Mara, they come to Elima. That's by Chamishi. B'sham, there, there's plenty of water, shtei mesri eino ismayim, b'shivim tmarim, 70 palm trees that are taking water sustenance from these Einos, Vayachnu Sham al Hamoyim, and there they're camping with plenty of water. Mei Mara, the waters of Mara. This Parsha Rabbosai of Mara is a limud. It can be taken and utilized as a limud about bitterness in life. Mara, we're going to talk about it's like a machla, it's a disease. A person has bitterness. In order to deal with bitterness, we need to understand the root of it, the root cause of bitterness. And it's mavur in this parsha. It's mavur in this story when they come to Mara. What is the root, the cause of bitterness? And then we could properly deal with healing. We could deal with dealing with bitterness. Some people are always bitter. And some people are bitter about particular things in their life. Either way, the Torah here is giving us a limud, a model lesson on how to deal with bitterness. Pashtus, we learned that the water was bitter. Marim heim. It's Yedua, from the Kotzker, Zecher Tzadik, Zchus Yogin Aleinu. Marim heim means that the people were bitter. They couldn't drink the water. The problem wasn't so much the water. The problem was marim heim. Maybe in dikduk, because if it was going on the water, water is plural. Mikailais mayim rabim. And then it should have been ki marim heima. Hema, plural. Maybe Marim Haim is going back on the peoples who are drinking, Lashon Yachid. Either way, the pshat of Marim Haim is not on the waters. Marim Haim is on the people. They were bitter. The emes is, Rabbi Isai, it's rooted in a Medrash Tanchuma. The Medrash Tanchuma Yashan already says, Marim Haim is referring not to the waters, but to the people. Marim shahayu ador marim b'maseihem. Their actions were bitter. Their maisim were marim. So marim heim already in Chazal, we find is not referring to the water, but it's something about the people. Either their actions or their state of mind, they were bitter. The Chafetz Chaim Zeichet Tzadik, Levrochas, Chosyagin Aleinu, Chavetz Chaim, says a Meridike Daher, part of the limud of the parish of Mara. Here they don't have water. In Mara they don't have, it's Marim Haim. Then they go to Elima, and there they're Shteim Esrayenu Yismayim, plenty of water. Vayachnu Sham Alamayim, plenty of water. How long were they in Mara? One day. A travel of one day away was Elima. And there was plenty of water. Yet here they're bitter. The solution sometimes is next door. The solution is just a travel away, a few moments away, a few hours away. But it's there, it's around you, but you don't see it. You're now in Mara, il misfarbitet. The Chavetz Chaim calls it short visioned. People can't see past the moment. If they would be able to see past the moment, could be tomorrow will be better. And in this particular case, there was an abundance of bracha and water. The solution was right there in Elima. And here now, today, Meveint umeklokt, Marim, they're bitter. It's a tremendous insight into the lack of vision that the bitter person has. He doesn't see past the moment. A mensch was zet. He looks a little ahead, a little to the right. It's chanetz, and then it's going to be good. There's a meyudik pshat from the Netziv in the Taich of the Psukim. Meyudik chiddush. Pashut, we learn that when they came to Mara, they were thirsty and they were looking for water. And the water was bitter, and then they were, so to speak, dying of thirst. Sakta Netziv, that's not the pshat in the story of Mara. That's not what happened. And if you read the Psukim, it's pretty clear. Sakta Netziv, in the Pasuk, it doesn't say that they were thirsty. And they complained. When did they complain that they were thirsty? When they came to Mara. And then, so when they came, they weren't, so to speak, starved for water. They weren't in a matzah where they had to drink. He sucked in itziv. It was a ness. They were fully with water. They had plenty of, they didn't need to drink. Once they went and they drank, they were looking for something more than to quench their thirst. Marim, it was bitter, so then it wasn't geschmack, and then they started to complain. You learn the parish of Mara, you think they were dying of thirst. And that's where the complaining came from. No, Zakhtanitziv. Learn the Psukim. The Psukim is clear that they came tomorrow not thirsty, because their Rebbeinu Shlom made they shouldn't need water. They were fine. They came from Kriyas Yamsuf. They were on a level, on a Ruchnizdika level. They were perfect. They had all they needed to sustain themselves. Then they were looking. They were looking to drink water. Didn't need it. And why? A bissel vasa, a bissel geschmack, a bissel abzisa vasa. It looks so sweet. It's Mara. And then, Alkein, Karashma, Vayilainu Ha'am. It's interesting, even the context of the Pasuk. The waters were bitter, Alkein, Karashma, Mara. Kilu wasn't even Mara before. When they came, they were good. Everything was good. Mit gesucht, they were searching. Then it became bitter. It's a tremendous limud, Rabbi Yisai. You know, people think bitterness is from what you don't have. You're missing something. You see from the parish of Mara, which I would say is the textbook of hashkafe, of how to deal with merirus, with bitterness, you see it's not what they were lacking that caused the bitterness, it's what they had, which they didn't need, caused them the bitterness. They didn't need the water, but they were looking. To have something from this water which they didn't need, and that causes bitterness. And Rabbeisai, the psychology behind it is very true. You know, when a person sometimes doesn't need something, I'm not telling you that he's dying of thirst, of course he's not going to be happy. But if you're not dying, and then you're searching for more, and the problem with that more is, it doesn't do it for you. It doesn't fulfill the inner need that made you search for this extra, for this moistress. And because it doesn't give you the happiness, because it's not there, that's not what you're really missing, then you become bitter. Bitterness is a state of mind where a person lives in a frame of mind that he needs something, and this something is going to cause him happiness. And when it doesn't, that's when the merirus, the bitterness, sets in. So Moyrik Pshat from the Netziv. You learn Pashat, they came. They were dying of thirst and they started to complain. And the water Nebuch was so bitter for them. Ah! And what did the Rabbeinu Shalom want? The Chveis, the Shevamun, Bitochen, Visham Nisahu. That was their test. That's not the Pshat according to the Netziv. They were fine. They didn't need anything to quench their thirst. But they were searching for more. They were searching for something more. They saw the water. The water is looking very sweet. What is, right? You know, Rabbi Isai, when we grew up, we were always told, Mizdarshtik, drink vasa. If you're thirsty, drink water. So what do we say as kids? But we're not thirsty for water. We're thirsty for soda. That means you're not thirsty. That means you're looking for something sweet. Guess what happens when you eat something sweet? Doesn't necessarily make you happy. Because you're looking for something to make you happy, Ayid is not going to be happy with a soda. That's the point of Mara and Neymara, Lechaira, in the Netziv's Mahalach of the Psukim. The Mechilta says a Meridika Yisait. Pashut, we learn that they went 3 days v'laimayim, right? They went v'yelchus shleishis yom b'midbar v'laimatzu mayim. They didn't find water. Means physical water. Zakta mechilta nei v'laimatzu mayim. They didn't learn. We all know that teir is nimshal mayim. So that's the pshat. They didn't find water. They weren't learning for 3 days. It is because of this the chachamim stood up and made a takana, Kriyas HaTorah, that we shouldn't go 3 days without Torah. Monday, Thursday, Shabbos, you're set that there's no 3 days that pass without learning Torah. Kum Tois, that really, it wasn't even the water that they were lacking. It was Torah. You know, a lot of times we say, why are we unhappy? It's because we're missing this. It's not what it's maybe because we're not learning properly. Maybe the Avodas Hashem is not going properly. Maybe our davening is not going the way it's supposed to go. And we think it's because of this we're unhappy. And the Mechilta's Pshat, Chazal's Pshat, is like the Netziv, it's not about water. This is not a water. This is not a drought issue. This was a Torah drought issue. This was that the Neshama wasn't getting the Mayim that it needs. And the Mela that causes Merirus, something important to learn and to focus on when a person's unhappy. You're blaming maybe other things. It might be your neshama is not happy because you're not learning, you're not davening, something is not ruchnius in your life missing, something's not going right. Atadas is del pshat in May Mara. What caused the Meimara is they didn't have the water. And maybe the Taich is they looked for the water like the Netziv, meaning they were looking for the Geshmak in the water to compensate the lack of Geshmak from the learning. A lot of times people, they have a certain They want this, right? They're looking for this. And it's to fulfill a need that really you're not happy because you're not learning. And we think, and the person unfortunately mistakenly thinks, that this will compensate and this will alleviate the unhappiness, what's missing. And what's really missing is the Blat Gemara, Rabbi say. What's really missing is the Yid with the Rabbeinu Shleilim. That's what's missing. There's an unbelievable Rabbeinu Bechaya. So interesting. Rabbeinu Bechaya brings from the Sefer Abayir. Sefer Abayir is almost what we would call a Kabbalah Sefer. Zok Rabbeinu Bechaya, that it's interesting, this place, Moro. Something unique about it. Says the Rabbeinu Bechaya, B'shem the Bayir, that the Eitz HaChayim, we know there's an Eitz Hadas and an Eitz HaChayim. The Eitz Hadas, we weren't allowed to touch. Or HaKlipayim, we weren't allowed to eat. Sorry, I made a mistake. It's supposed to be, you're not allowed to eat it. Right? Chava added that you're not allowed to touch, you're not allowed to eat it. Oh, but Eitz HaChayim, the other tree, was supposed to be Mamish, where Eitz Chayim, he, this is the life, the Torah, right? There was an Eitz Chayim there. Hazezok to Rabbeinu Bechaya from the boy here. And the Satan came a little earlier than Klal Yisrael's arrival and cut away, chopped down the Eitz HaChayim. No, this is this Pshat, Rabbi Yisai. We come to our platz, and it's the Eitz HaChayim is chopped down. The Eitz HaChayim is not growing there. It's not going to cause you happiness. People go on vacations to places. Oh, it's going to be unbelievable. Wow, it's going to fulfill every dream and geschmack that you... There's no Eitz HaChayim in the area, Rabbi Say. The day will go through, but deep down, you're going to look, you're going to search for Moyim, you're going to search for something. The geschmack is not necessarily going to be there. This is what happened in Moro. And the more we learn, and the more we fataych the psukim, the chazal and the rishonim, you'll see that it mamish is the pill. It's the truth of the medicine to combat all merirus, all bitterness that we have in our lives, in today's times. The lack of learning, that should be the first place to check. You know, when you go to a doctor and you complain about certain symptoms, so he first checks, he'll give you an MRI if it's a certain type, and or if he'll take a blood test. The first blood test, Rabbi Yisai, when a person's broken and bitter, check the blood alcohol, so to speak, of Torah. Check the blood, bifl vaser, all right? How much water, how much Torah is in the person? Asidot Torah, he's happy. If he's deficient, you know, sometimes you're deficient in certain vitamins, and the right away it comes up, this is what you're deficient in if you're bitter. Check the Torah level. Check the Ruchnius level. The Rabbeinu Bechaya says another interesting part of the story of Mara from the Bahir, something very interesting. He says that when Klal Yisrael actually did come to Mara, the Satan came to them to talk to them. And the Satan was convincing them, oh, why, you need water. You're going to a midbar. Who knows how many years you're going to be there. There's no water. Save up. Go drink. You need water. It's very much like the Netziv's Mahalach. They weren't really thirsty. There was a voice in their head, the Satan. You know, today, you know, it's usually the voices in our heads that we think is us talking to ourselves, right? Our minds are working. Chazal already called that the Satan talking to us. You know, the Satan, when the Satan's there convincing us, the Satan is coming and he's putting ideas in our head. Now you're good, what about tomorrow? Now you're okay. Now you're not lacking. Abavasit, Zayin Margin, and Tzvei Vachin, and Amanat, and Ayar, what's going to be? Oh, and then you become bitter because of that. Fear sets in. Worry sets in. Lack of security. Right? And then you have to start working to fulfill that chalim, that illusion that you're going to be lacking in a year from now. You don't know that you're lacking in a year from now. But there's a voice in the head that's telling you, you got to save for a rainy day. Who knows? Right? And because of that, you go to work to fulfill something that's not even there, which is what we said from the Nitziv, you see? And this is really the Satan, and this is what the Rabbeinu Bechai is telling us. The Satan plays mind games with you. Plays mind games with you. He's talking to you. Drink that cup. And we have, for some reason, the Satan has our ear. You know? If we were smart, we would say, don't got time for you. I don't have time for you. Let's drink that cup. Yeah, but he finds an ear in us. He finds a listener in us. And what does he tell us? Now you're good. What's with tomorrow? Now you have water. You're not thirsty. But you need to what? Save up. Drink. Oh, and then they go and they drink and it's bitter. And then ha-ganze geschäft, ha-ganze meise. How things have never changed. Things don't change. Yeah. How the story of Meimara is our daily lives. It happens all the time. I would like to add, it's interesting, in Elim we were okay, we had plenty of water, right? Water galore in Elim. And there was water, it was sweet, it was delicious. Let's put into the equation, the Mechilta, right? Because the Mechilta says that what caused the unhappiness? Vayelchu shleish yamin belay mayim taira. In Elim they had taira. That's the story. Because Chazal tell us that in Mara the Rabbeinu Shalom gave us many mitzvahs, Shabbos, Paraduma. Ah, zem gav was to learn. They had what to learn. Vayachnu sham alamoyim mustama. That's the pshat, the posik. They takasad alamoyim. In Elim, mitzkakega. Oh, and then everything is zis. Mensch was it's to learn. Alts is good. Alts is zis. Everything that comes his way, he's not bitter. These are the lessons of Mara. Antayra, shleishes yam belay mayim, ki marim heim. People are going to be bitter. Vayachnu sham al amayim, Elim. The hafla in panim yafis brings from the message of Magid, it's also brought in the Talmud Yaakov Yosef, that just like we're learning every time it says Mayim, it means Torah, so then it has to follow through that the water bitter was also Torah, that the Torah was bitter to them. It has to follow, right? If Yelchus Leishiyam B'loi Mayim is Torah, Ayachzal Mayim Torah, Gilant Torah, 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 says the Haflav, shame the Magid, me Mezrich. So then when it says the waters were bitter, also it means the waters of Torah, because the Torah became bitter to them. Nishkat Gishmak in Lelman. Sometimes the bitterness is outside when you're sitting inside, you're not learning, so the outside, you're missing it. And then sometimes in the Bismedr Shalem, the Lelman, Takin Ziskait, it's not sweet. Taira is supposed to be something very sweet. Zayde Zatzal used to tell me that the Chofetz Chaim, when he said a geshmak a chiddush, he would make with his mouth that it's so sweet, it's so delicious. It's masik midvash, it's so delicious, so sweet to the mouth, to the palate. Taira is very sweet. In the Torah lane, where does that come from? And the answer is Kimarim Haim. When the person's bitter, it's not the Torah. Don't blame the Torah. A lot of times, we blame the Limud. It's not right. Not in the right place. I'm not right, learning in the right yeshiva. It's not. It's you. It's not the learning sometimes. It's your state of mind. It's your ruchniyistika lacking. Something is lacking within you. So sinit the Torah kimarim heim layachol lishtes mayim. Sometimes you can't drink the water. Ki marim haim, because you're bitter. There's a mayridika pshat from the Maril Diskin. Drush, Hashena Drush. The Maril Diskin says, why were we given here paradum? And tomorrow we were given Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Yeah, the Shabbos up in the Chlern and Hilcha Shabbos. Shabbos was negeya. They were keeping Shabbos. Paradum was not negeya till the next year when they built the Mishkan. And they had to be metamar the Temeim, so they needed the paraduma. Right now, there was no need for paraduma. So why to give paraduma here now in advance? As they frecked the Maril Diskin. Why was more the location of where paraduma was taught to Klal Yisrael? So the Maril Diskin a moyridik pshat. He says like this. The halacha is that water that changes is not kosher for para aduma. The water has to be in its original state. It has to be beli shinui. Yet, if you look at the Mishnah at the end of the 8th perik in Parah, mayim shishtanu machmas atzmon, that they change inherently from themselves, which means nothing caused them to change. It was one, and then from itself, it was mishtana. That's called its original state, and that's not called shinui, and it's still kosher for mei chatos para aduma. They took the wood here in Mara, and they threw it into the water. So it was bitter, now it changed, and it became sweet. Is that kosher for para aduma water? Zuck the Maril Diskin, that's what the Rebbeinu Shem was trying to tell them. The water didn't change because of the eights that we threw in. The water was always good, because then it wouldn't be kosher if it changed for paraduma. And we're learning Hilchas paraduma. And Mistama, you went out into the backyard to get to the water to see the halachas, to take them halacha l'maisa. This wouldn't be kosher. The Rebbeinu Shem wouldn't create a nest and teach you paraduma if the waters wouldn't be kosher for paraduma. So the lesson was, the water was always sweet. Nothing changed in the water. But it did change. It changed from bitter to sweet. And the answer is, it didn't change, you changed. To teach us, the water was always good. It's you, it's the person that was Nishtana, this Chiddush. Paraduma, and the waters of Paraduma, and the halachas of the water of Paraduma, was a subliminal message, or maybe it was an open message, let's not even say subliminal, it was a message. The water was not Nishtana. It's how you looked at the water. It's how you drank the water. The water was always the same. The Teire bleibt dieselbe. The Mensch fluctuates, happy, not happy, geschmack, not geschmack, aber der Teir ist geschmack. So I'm mega to get my real disc in Rabbi says, Meyerdik. The reason why we were taught and given the halachas of paraduma here now in Mara is to teach us a lesson from the halachas of the water. Paraduma needs water. Oh, we're having an issue with the water, huh? There's an issue. There's a water issue today. What's the water issue today? Oh, yeah, it was bitter, and now it turned sweet. Ooh, wait a minute. Is that kosher for paraduma? Wait a minute. We're learning in yeshiva, paraduma. Nishtana, not kosher for mechatos. Yeah, but the Eibishter wouldn't give us today in yeshiva a problem where it's not kosher in halacha for the... It's like a meira de gazach. It's almost like the Rebbeinu Shloilam puts the world around the person according to the learning that he learns that day. Not again now. Paradum is negein a year from now. It's negein shana shniyah, the second year, not the first year. But you're learning the sugyas, so the water that's negein to the sugyas you're learning is directly connected to the learning. An unbelievable Zach. I have to tell you a story. Chaim Kreisworth, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, has a son that lives here in Lakewood, Chash V'Tam L'Chacham. And in the summers, we used to go together, the same vacation place, and he told me a Meir D'Kamaisa. He said that his father once went, his father, Reb Chaim Kreisworth, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Adam Gadlad Mi'ayid, he once went to see Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, and he tells Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Mizak Dibba, they say a story that you were learning and writing on the sugyas of Shratzim, grasshoppers, Chagovim, the kosher, the simanim, and you had a question about a certain grasshopper and the simani kashris. You didn't know the metzias. And poof, you looked at the window of your house and in flew an interesting type of a grasshopper, and you looked and you said, oh! The Rebbeinu Shloilom sent me this grasshopper to learn what the kashrus or not kashrus, and it's neged to what I was writing or what I was learning. Okay. Reb Chaim, Azeh dat zelt min in gas. This is what they say. It's an unbelievable story. You hear? This is what Reb Chaim Kreisworth tells Reb Chaim Kanievsky. What an unbelievable story. How you were learning the halachas and writing on the halachas of Chagavim, and in through the window, out of nowhere, comes a Chagav neged to your learning. Reb Chaim Kanievsky tells Reb Chaim Kreisworth, Reb Chaim, ich bin in Kaisav there, I'm angry at you. I'm angry at you. What did I say wrong? It's a beautiful story. Azeiz Akman, B'Shem, Reb Chaim, it's a miracle. He says, yes. In the world, they say over this story. The Hamayin Am, they say over this story. And they are extremely taken, they're moved. Wow, what an unbelievable story. You, Reb Chaim, du bist a chaben teirach. You sit and learn. To you, it's a chiddush. It's something new to you that the Rebbeinu Shlom sends to the person everything around him, what he needs for his learning. To you, this is a big story. To you, this is a ness, like a miracle, a story of note. You don't see how the Rebbeinu Shlom everything sends your way, puts in your Dalet Amos, is all about your learning. It's connected and affiliated with your learning. You should know as a Davar Pashut, the Rebbeinu Shlom shikt, Vos der Mensch darf in lernen, what's the get to his sugyas on the Gemara is going to be around him in his life. This is the Mei Para. The Rebbeinu Shloilam gave them the dinam of Para Aduma. And then there's a story outside about the Meimara, waters turning from bitter to sweet. So it's negated to the learning. How is it negated to the daf that we're learning? How is it negated to the Mishnayis and the halachas that we're learning today in yeshiva? Oh, Maim Shinishtanu is not good. Oh, so how could this be good? How could the Eibishter give us water that's Maim Shinishtanu? And the Torah says they did not change. They were supposed to ask the kasha and come to the teretz. It's muchach that the waters were always sweet. They did it. They were nishtanu efshar machmas atzmon, and maybe not even nishtanu. It's that we changed. It's the way you look at things. It's us. We were becoming happier. The male of the waters, the tire was happier. Reb Chetzkel Abramsky, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Chazon Yecheskel, used to say over, frequently used to say over, that when he was in Europe, he bought a sefer. The Mechaber pushed him to buy the sefer, or the Meicher pushed him to buy a certain sefer. So he bought it. He had a good heart. Maybe he also had a Schwachkeit to Svarim, ich weiß. Takes one to know one. I also have this Schwachkeit to Svarim. Uncle Panim, he bought the sefer, And the Sefer Mustamo didn't interest him, but the Hakdama interested him very much. He caught his eye. The Hakdama was a pshat that this Mechaber said. They were bitter. Marimim, the waters were bitter. Makimim Mezrich. So what do you do? Vayasak the Pasik, the answer. The solution to the bitterness. Vayitzak al Hashem. Daven to the Eibishter. Vayereyu Hashem Eitz. Hashem showed him a tree. We also know Eitz. We're holding that by Tu B'Shvat. Ki Adam Eitz HaSada. Eitz is the person. So what's the answer? Vayereyu Hashem guided him. Eitz. Vayashach el Amoyim. Throw yourself into the waters. Vav Zechayin and learn it. Vayimtiku Amoyim. And then the waters will be sweet. You're going through difficult times. Either you in your life, in your situation, or the Torah that you're learning is becoming efshashver, it's a bissel. You're having a yerida. What's the solution? What's the solution to this unhappiness? To this, so to speak, down, that the person is down. What's the solution? Vayashach el Amayim. Throw yourself into learning. Und v'dvarin zis. Atadas is the solution. People searching for answers. How to solve their unhappiness. The solution is right here. Vayashach el Amayim. Varv Sacharayim. Throw yourself into learning. Throw yourself into davening. If you're doing chesed, throw yourself into chesed. Throw yourself into something positive. Become involved in your learning instead of your makshavas that are racing. Person's mind races with all types of fears and unhappy thoughts. Varv Sacharayim and learn the yimtiku amoyim. And the waters become sweet. Reb Chatzkel Abramsky says he brought the pshat to Reb Chaim Ibrisk. And Reb Chaim Ibrisk said, the jargon is gewaltig. Jargon means the language, the sprach, the jargon. Use the word jargon. Reb Chatzkel Abramsky said, Reb Chaim said, the jargon is good. The pshat, chvesitzus emes. He doesn't know if that's the emes, the pshat, the pasik. Abis hagishmak, pshat. It's emes lamite. Yeah. I don't know if this is exactly the taich in the pasik, but this is the lesson, Rabbi Yisai, of the parsha. Daf Zecharayim varfin and learning. You know, the Maril Diskin is learning that the water was always sweet, and Paraduma was supposed to teach me that the change took place in the person. Many midrashma mashma literally that the waters changed from bitter to sweet. That's also a mahalach in many of the midrashim and many of the rishayim. It l'taka did change. And I think we can use that also as one of the lessons of the Vayereyu Hashem Eitz. We think that if we throw ourselves into learning, so we are eluding the problem. What we're doing is it's the right word, I'm trying to get the word, we're not paying attention to the problem. We're focusing on the learning and taking away our focus from the problem. And that itself is a solution. According to these midrashim, it's more than that. When I throw myself into learning and I take the waters, it taka changes the matziv. There's taka a shinui. A bad situation, if you learn, will turn into a good situation. According to the Mahalach of the Maril Diskin, the Yisoid is, you learn, it will be sweet for you. Then the Pshat is, there's no real change more than the person. You know, in the Goyish of Alt Rabbi Yisai, the solution to all problems and the solution to unhappiness is to take your focus off the problem and focus on something else. The truth is that's somewhat of a band-aid, right? What you're doing is, instead of healing the problem, instead of correcting the problem, what you're doing is you're taking your thoughts away from the problem, and maybe you'll be happier. Which is a mahalach in psychology, right? Person gets a hobby. What's the point of your hobby is not going to change the fact that that you're in a total mess in your life. It's not going to change that. What it's going to do is it's going to change your focus. Instead of focusing on everything terrible in your life, you focus on something you enjoy. When you learn Torah, I think there's two parts. One is the person himself will become happier. Memele he's able to not pay attention to all the problems. Or maybe the lesson of Ma'amara is also this, that taka, the bitter, turns into sweet. B'schus HaTorah. Person goes through difficulties. How do you change? So we think that if you deal with your problem day in and day out, and you come up with this solution and that solution, that's going to solve the problem. You know, I once said a Meir D'Kavart, we have in the Parsha Mun. The Mun fell, and they turned each one to his friend, and they said, Mun, who? They don't know what it is. They have no idea. So can you please explain to me, Rabbi Isai, how did that become the name of the Mun? I don't know. For example, give you a good example. Discuss, what should I name my child? I don't know. Oh, that's a great name. I don't know. Perfect. Ooh, that's the name I'd like. It's not a name. I don't know. It's not a name. They don't know what it was. Oh, Mun. That's it. Perfect name. Let's call it Mun. So I always thought could be the pshat, Rabbi Isai, is Mun is not by default its name. Mun is by design the name of Parnosa. You don't know. You never know when it comes and how it comes and why it comes. Laila Chachamim Lechem, the smartest of people, not necessarily make the money. It's all in the Siyata Deshmaya from Shemayim. Mun. Mun means I don't know. Oh, then you do know. If you say that you don't know in Parnasa, and it's all in the hands of the Eibishter, it's coming, Maitzi Lechem and Hashemayim, that means you do know. Perfect. Mun wasn't a name given by not knowing what to call it. Not knowing is what it's really called. It's what it really is. Rabbi say, dealing with a problem, people spend all day long trying to figure out the answer. All the wisdom in the world will not solve the problem the Rabbi Yishlam sends a person. I'm not saying you shouldn't do ishtadlis, it's a share for itself, it's a topic for itself. But a person, a yid, has to know the solution is in the Rabbeinu Shlalom's Ratzon to change the matzav. And the greatest way to be zeicha, and the greatest ishtadlus sometimes I could do, is to not badger the problem with my ideas, but rather chavek zetzin learning and davening, and that will change the matzav. So we have two mahalchim, how to deal with unhappiness in difficult situations, to deal with bitterness in daily frustrations. The first thing is you sit and learn, you'll be happier. Happy person sees problems, deals with problems differently. And that's what the Maril Diskin's Mahalach. The mensch is bitter. The matziv is probably not as bitter as the mensch. And the way to deal with it is by correcting the deeper unhappiness that a person has. The Tzveita Mahalach Lefi the Midrashim is Taka, change the bitter situation. And the best way to do it is it's through sitting and learning Torah. I always wondered, it bothers me, after Oz Yashir, Moshe Shvi Shal Pesach, we don't stop the Kriya Satayra on a high note of Oz Yashir. We continue Vayasa, Moshe, Sa'am, and then they go to Meimara and they complain, it's a whole why do we continue with Meimara after Kriyas Yamsuf, and then comes Chamishi, and then we stop the Kriyas HaTorah of Oz Yashir? Shvish LePesach, we should stop the Aliyah by the end of Oz Yashir. It's a high note. Why are we from Oz Yashir directly going into the story of Meimara? Sfasemis Taka ties the two parshiyos together. Sfasemis says this is the pshat in the Tefillah of Geshep. Zechar shnei moser shvatim shevarta begizros mayim shehim tak delamoy meriros mayim. Zechar shnei moser shvatim shehevarta begizros. You see that Rabbi Yisrael took the 12 shvatim. Pay attention to the 12 shvatim. Soon we'll see how the shtei mesrei einos and elim are really the 12 shvatim. It's a targum yoinus and a targum Yerushalmi. Zechar shnei moser shvatim shevarta begizros mayim. Shehim tak delomai. The same 12 shvatim that went through Kriyas Yamsuf, you made for them sweet. Toldaisam nishbach dam alecha kamayim, teifin kin avshein ofer fulmayim. Sfasemis says a whole mahalach, maybe because of time constraints, we'll speak to Sfasemis maybe closer to Sukkis. I want to say a mayri de kataych, why are we connecting Oz Yashir the High tomorrow, which is back down again? Klal Yisrael is back in a complaining state of mind. And I think the Pshat Rabbi say is Aliyas and Yeridus. You know, happiness and unhappiness is day. It's a day by day Muhammad. It's a day by day. So a person can be on a high a few days, and then all of a sudden, a day or two later, he's back down. Torah is teaching us this. A person, Oz Yashir, Zekeli, he lives with the Rabbeinu Shloilam. Zekeli, Rabbeinu Shloilam, I see you. I see how you take care of me. Kriyas Yamsuf. And then 3 days later, I'm back. I don't see the Eibishter. I start complaining. Where's my food? Where's my money? Where's my water? That's life. Life isn't smooth sailing, happy, happy. It's up and down. There's days of happy and there's days of down. And what is the answer? Check the learning. Find out what's changing. The ups and the downs, the aliyas and yeridas, the highs of happy and the lows. Today they have a medical term for those ups and downs. Sometimes it's a ruchnistic issue. Sometimes you're up, Zekeli, with the Rabbeinu Shalom. Sometimes you're not learning, and therefore every time Mara, the waters, the Parnas, it's a tumult. You become a tumult. And I think that's the beautiful Pshat, Rabbi Yisai. The beautiful Taich in the words of Geshem. The words that we say, Zechar Shnei Moser Shvatim, Klal Yisrael, Shevarta Begizras Mayim. You took us through the waters. We saw Nisim Gluyim. We saw an unbelievable Yad Hashem who's taking care of us. And then 3 days later, we were down. And you took care of us again. Shimtak Dalam Lemirus Mayim. You took away the bitterness. 3 days later, we became bitter. Hashem, you took care of that. So you would say, "What? I don't understand. The same Klal Yisrael that went through Oz Yashir, 3 days later, 3 days later, you couldn't be on a high, you couldn't be happier more than 3 days from an Oz Yashir Moshe, from a Kriyas Yamsuf. It was an earth-changing event. It was a world-changing event. Meirde, could you imagine if someone was by Kriyas Yamsuf? You would say, of course he'd be happy for years. Someone goes through a Ness. Someone has a tremendous thing that was given to him. You expect that sometime he'll be happy, right? 3 days, that's it. That's all it took was 3 days to make them unhappy. Imagine a person has a chayla in his house. And Baruch Hashem, nisim, after so much difficulty, Yitzias Mitzrayim and then Kriyas Yamsuf. The guy couldn't be happier 3 days later. He couldn't contain that level of happiness for more than 3 days. Well, you look at the guy and I say, what's wrong with you? And I say, hey, you figure, okay, a year passes, all right, you start to forget. But 3 days later! And the answer is yes, that's what happens. And why does that happen? Because the satan starts draining the guy a cup, like we spoke in the beginning of this year. The nature of a person is bitterness, fear, emptiness, not learning. So many things come together to make the person down again. So what do we tell the Rabbi Yisham? Toldoisim nishbach dam malecha kamayim. Maybe we're bitter sometimes, but in our essence, we still are very close to you, Rabbi Yishleilam. We still have tremendous emunah. Look at our Mesiras Nefesh. Our children also, their blood gets spilled like water. So we're Mesiras Nefesh. And we complain from time to time. We get down, we get bitter. But it's not who we are. We're not Morim Hain. We might be in a situation that we're Mar. But we're not Morim Hain. It's not deep. We complain, but it's not deep. Look, Shimtak Dalama, you had to make the water sweet. 3 days after Kriyas Yamsu, you had to come in there and deal with our unhappiness. But deep down, the Yid has Chedva. He's close to the Abish. He loves the Torah. Look, in times of push comes to shove, in times where he has to show his true essence, Toldaisam, Nishpach, Domo, Malecho, Kamayim, and therefore Tefin, Kinafshenu, Afu. So when we are in a state of mind that we're not on a high level, it's only Nafshenu, Afu. We are tired. We're searching for Mayim, for water. B'nishlam, the reason why we have Merirus doesn't define us. It's when we lack Mayim, when we lack our Torah, when we lack the Ruchnius. And the biggest proof is, at a drop of a hat, every Yid is ready to jump into a fire for the Rabbeinu Shloimeh, for Torah, for Avodah. This Rabbi Sai is an understanding of Merirus. And the heart of a Jew, it's not like the rest of the world, Merirus. Merirus in the rest of the world comes from an emptiness that can never be really completely healed. That's why there's so much unhappiness. And the more the world has, the more unhappy they are. The Merirus of a Yid is Mayim. It's his Ruchnius. It's his Torah. And this is the parsha that we're going to learn here in Mara. What happened by Yireyu Hashem Eitz? Hashem showed him. What's the Lashon Vayireyu? Vayireyu means like a psak. The Ramban learns Vayireyu. Hashem guided him. What was he guided? Eitz. What is Eitz? Eben Ezra says, I don't know what this Eitz is. Maybe this Eitz is schooling. Maybe it's some kind of a skula. Maybe it's refuing. Maybe there's something natural. Or maybe there's something supernatural in this Eitz, says the Eben Ezra. I don't know what it is. Hashem said, this tree, take it and put it into the water. The Medrash points out, and the Medrash tries to teach us that it might have been one of five different types of tree that was taken and thrown in. Maybe it's Remine, maybe it's Te'ena, it's different. Says the Chazal, the Medrash, whatever it is, it's definitely Eitz Mar. It's a bitter. Zayis a bitter. All the other, right? Remine, it's bitter. Whatever it is, it's an Eitz that's bitter. So, according to the Medrash, Vayireyu Hashem Eitz, the Eitz was a bitter tree. Was bitter. The sap was bitter. The Ramban goes with this Mahalach, and the Ramban says, Mara? What is Mara? Now the truth is, Mara Ra is with an ayin. Mara here is with a hey. Ramban is busy with the word Mara, really means Moira. Hashem was teaching them something. Mara, he says, I don't find the word Mara. It's Ra. It's with an ayin. Mara? Mara is hayra, it's teaching. Vayirehu. Says the Ramban, HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught him the ways of the world, the laws of nature, and that is that bitter could make sweet. And he goes with this mahalik that it was a bitter tree. So we're trying to identify what is this eitz, this tremendous eitz. Vayirehu, Hashem said, take this eitz, throw it into the water, and waters are going to become sweet. You're going to become better people, not bitter. What is this eitz? What is it? What is this supernatural, natural? What is it? Ebenezer says, I don't know. Maybe it's something supernatural. Maybe it was something unique about this eitz. Or maybe it was refui, which means it was a natural, it was a herb that was able to make sweet. The tree had in it the powers that we have in the herbs of the Bria. Some of them are bitter. Some of them are able to make sweet. Medrash says clearly, it was a bitter sap. The tree was a bitter tree. It was a bitter piece of wood. Ramban goes with this mahalach, and that's the pshat. He says that vayireyu, and he says that's the pshat. Sham samlai, chayku mishpat. He was telling him the chayk, and the mishpat, the rules of the world, of Bria, of creation, that bitter makes sweet. It's a lot of chayku mishpat. It's very, sounds like Torah to me, which really the Mechilta learns, chayku mishpat. It's taka referring, Hashem gave us chukum mishpatim, He gave us the parish of Parah, and He gave us Shabbos. Ramban uses those terms, chayku mishpat, the laws of nature. Laws of nature. And that there was a bitter that made sweet. Rabbi say, I think there's a meridical lesson, as is in everything in nature. In everything in nature, we could utilize it to learn lessons in Ruchnius and Avodas Hashem, because that's the Bria around us, especially with the Shir. What we said in the Shir previously, in the beginning of the Shir, that everything around the person is there to teach him, to guide him in his Avodas Hashem. So what is the lesson? The Ramban is telling, there's a lesson here that bitter makes sweet. What is the lesson? The Teretz Rabbi say is Chayku Mishpat. This is the nature, the laws of nature, that bitter is really not bitter. From bitter comes sweet. And then you wouldn't be bitter. If you understand that every matzav, it looks bitter, it feels bitter. To the palate and to the mind, it's bitter. The truth is, every bitter, and soon if we add eitz Torah to it, oof, you'll find sweet. It was given to make sweet. Bitter is never really bitter. Bitter is there to teach, to make the person better. Or maybe that's a good line. Bitter is to make better, not to remain bitter. Bitter is meant to utilize to become better. That was a good line. Bitter was meant to make the person better, not bitter. You gotta deal with it. You gotta deal with it right, Rabbi Yisai. You hear? There's a meridik of pshat in the Chassidish Sfarim. Beautiful pshat. L'yachol lishtais mayim mimara. Mayim is ruchnis. Mayim is Torah. They couldn't learn the mayim from the mara. They couldn't take out the ruchnis, the lessons from the bitter situation. You know why? They couldn't learn from the lesson that Hashem was trying to teach them in their situation. Ki marim haim. Because they were bitter. When you're bitter, the situation is not going to teach you anything. You're going to push it aside. You're not going to live in the matzif. You'll try to overlook and try to push it away from you. And then you don't learn the lesson that it was meant to give you. It's a beautiful, beautiful shein of the hair. They weren't able to drink the mayim from the mara. They weren't able to take the Torah that was supposed to be learnt, the ruchnias that was supposed to be taught to them from the situation. And why does that happen to the person? Ki marim heim. because they're bitter. And when you're bitter, you're not going to focus on what the lesson of the situation is there to teach you. Rabbeinu Ephraim learns that this tree was something very special. This tree came right out of Gan Eden. Vayireyu Hashem Eitz, he told him, take this tree, it's from Gan Eden. Many Rishayim say, like we learned from before, Rabbeinu, it was the Eitz HaChayim. Remember, the Satan took away the Eitz HaChayim. So Hashem said, take back the Eitz HaChayim. Vayireyu Hashem Eitz, Hashem showed him the Eitz. I guess he showed him where the Satan was hiding it. Uncover it. This Eitz HaChayim was here before the Satan, maybe putting all the Rishayim together, all the Midrashim together. The Eitz, it was gone. Bring back the Eitz. Bring back the Eitz HaChayim. There are other Midrashim that learn that this Eitz was the stick of Moshe, was the Mate Moshe. Vayireyu Hashem, Eitz, Hashem said, you have the Eitz. It's in your hand. It's your stick. Take it and throw it into the water. Many Rishayim, based on Midrashim, Taka learned that that was good for the Eitz of Moshe. Some say it was the Eitz HaDas, some say it was the Eitz HaChayim. Moshe walked around with a piece of the Eitz HaChayim. You know, canes, where do you make a cane? Stamim was one of the stores, right, where they sell all the medical supplies. Moshe's cane didn't come from there. You know where Moshe's cane came from? Moshe's cane came from Gan Eden. It was the Eitz HaChayim. I saw Midrashim that say, you know, it's interesting. You know, you picture Moshe Rabbeinu, and with those that draw up for the children, I guess, pictures of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Haggadahs, he's walking with a stick, right? And we know the stick turned into a snake and so on and so forth. Okay, maybe that's the concept of the Eitz HaDas. His stick is a chelik of the Eitz HaDas, and the snake is there. Okay, maybe one day we could venture into the drush of Moshe's cane. But if you look at many Midrashim, Moshe's cane had 52 branches. An entire tree. Moshe Rabbeinu, his cane, his mata Moshe, was 52 branches, magim ad kisei hakovod. Walked off the tree, it was an entire tree. Why? It was the Eitz HaChayim. Right? This is the pshat in the Midrashim. It's not wild Torah, Rabbeinu. It's Rishayim and Midrashim. Yeah? Why 52? So one of the Midrashim say we have 52 parshis in the Torah. 52 is 52. 52 branches. And they go up to the Kisei HaKavod. Now why do we not draw Moshe Rabbeinu walking around with an entire beautiful Eitz HaChayim with a beautiful tree? Maybe not everybody saw the 52 branches. Maybe you had to be on a certain level. When you draw the picture, it looked like a cane. The Yoidi Dovor, those that saw with Ruchni's Dika eyes, with Teira Dika eyes, they were able to see the 52 branches that go up to L'Shamayim, the beautiful, big, huge Eitz HaChayim that was the Mate Moshe. Either way, Rabbi Yisai, there is no question that the solution, according to the Ramban, was a bitter herb tree making sweet. But according to the other Midrashim, it was about Torah. It was about Eitz HaChayim. Torah, the Eitz made. There's a beautiful Chassam Sofer, Rabbi Yisai. Chassam Sofer says, the Medrash says, Eitz HaChayim hi l'machzikim bo. Vayireyu Hashem Eitz. Hashem showed him an Eitz. Says the Medrash, Eitz? Oh, Eitz Chayim Ilamachzikim Ba. So according to these Midrash, it means literally Eitz HaChayim. It means literally the tree from Gan Eden called the Eitz HaChayim. But according, says the Chassam Sofer, from the Pasuk, the way the Medrash brings it, he brings the end of the Pasuk. Eitz Chayim Hi Lamachzikim Ba. Zokter Sam Soifer, what do Chazal, what does the Medrash mean? You know, people can be bitter for one of two reasons. There's two camps in the world. There are those that sit and learn. They could be bitter, like we spoke. They don't have parnosa. They lack to put food on the table. That could make someone really have daigus and bitterness. Then you have the people who work. They're also bitter. People think, oh, there he's working. People who work are also bitter. They wake up early and then they go to sleep. If they go to sleep late at night, and they're busy with worries and redifus, people are running after them. There's plenty of unhappiness in the work field also. Sakta Samsevis, you have two camps in Klal Yisrael. You have the B'nai Torah, the B'nai Yeshiva, the Laim Dei Torah. They're unhappy sometimes because they're having rough. There's no gashmis, there's nothing. Then you have the people in the workforce. They're unhappy because it ain't easy out there. It ain't pretty out there. Zaktech Sam Sefer, this is the Vayereyu. Hashem is teaching how to alleviate all this bitterness and unhappiness. It's Chayim Yilamachzik, but be Machzik Torah. So the Ben Torah will have Parnos on the table because you're Machzik. You do the Yisachar Zvul and he'll have food. And you in the workforce will have simcha, will have happiness. The greatest skula to take away all the fear and all the pressure and all the unhappiness during the workday. Be machzik, the ben Torah. It's chayim hila machzikim bo. The same checha. Usher, what a beautiful Sam Sofer. Beautiful, such a beautiful Sam Sofer. This is what we're learning. The Parsha is the Parsha, which the next Parsha will be Parsha Samon. After Mara comes Mon, it's this point. Beloy Mayim on Torah, the Ben Torah, he's bitter. Mon, the people are unhappy. This Parsha, Parsha's B'Shalach, maybe it has to connect it with the Shira. You say Shira only mitoich simcha, so they said Shira and they're besimcha, but then life sets in. Oz Yashir, you can't be a Kriyas Yamsuf every moment. And there's life that sets in. Vayasa Moshe mi Yamsuf. The Ben Torah B'loi Mayim is unhappy. The person who's looking for Parnas Amon is unhappy. He's complaining. And the answer is Vayayreyu Hashem Eitz. Eitz chayim hi l'machazikim ba v'sayim cheha me'ushar. Sayim cheha me'ushar, you'll be happy. Tzadzer Rebbe Zeichet Tzadik Levracha used to say, look at the words of the Pasuk of Yisachar Zvulin. Smach Zvulin b'tzei secha v'yisachar. Simcha, it's happiness. Yisachar Zvulin is not a deal that you will be unhappy from. Vakar, it brings happiness, and maybe even right away. Smach Zvulin, right away, but say something, you're happy. Smach. The minute you're machzik, the minute you make Yisachar Zvulin, you make this agreement, the Ben Torah is happy. Yisachar be'ayalecha, in your oihel, on your table, on your bank account, be'ayalecha, he'll be happy, you'll be happy. This is how you deal with merirus, with unhappiness. You don't do this. Life has its way of pulling you down. Life has its way of making you unhappy. This is the way to deal with unhappiness. It's chayim hila machzikim ba v'sayim cheha mi'usha. Rabbi, with this we could say, amayri de kepshat, some chaykum mishpat. What is the chaykum mishpat? It's the way of the world. It's the laws of nature of this world. Part of it is learning Torah. That brings simcha. Hachzakas HaTorah. That brings simcha. Maro Mosoik. Ramban. From bitter. If you utilize it properly. And you throw it into Torah. Mayashlech El Amoyim. It becomes sweet. When we came to Elim, there was Yud Beis Einois Mayim. Targum Yerushalmi in Parshas Masai. Also, it says they went to Elim, and there too it stresses, and there was Yud Beis. Again, the pasuk in Parshas Masa, in the travelings, when we list the travelings there too, it emphasizes Yud Beis, 12 Einos, and Shivim Tumarim. What are the Yud Beis Einos, says the Targum Yerushalmi? Says the Targum Yonason? Both say it means the Yud Beis Shiftei Ka. What is the Shivim Tumarim? I saw the Targum Yerushalmi there says Shivim Tumarim, Shivim, Shivim Skenim. It's a parallel to the Shivim Skenim. But yet I see in the Zohar another pshat. The Zohar says, I quote you the Lashon, Ha'ayin Anfin Shebe'etz HaChayim. It's the 70 branches. So it's interesting. Moshe stick Eitz HaChayim at 52, but in the Zohar it says there's Ayin, there's 70 branches, Anfin, that come from the Eitz HaChayim. No, Rabbi, say, what's the 70? No. Shivim Panim Latayra, of course, the Shivim Panim Latayra. 70 branches is the 70 ways on how to interpret Torah. So this is the Shivim. So we have the Yud Beis, the Shivim. The 70 Anfin, and I grab the sword in the drashas of Ben Ish Chai in the beginning of Parshas Masai, Taka says that the 70 is a parallel, is a remez to the Shivim Panim Latayra. What do we do to tomorrow, Rabbi Isai? Good, we have a pshat, no, gishmak, the Yud Beis, Targum Yerushalmi Yainasit, Yud Beis Shvatim. We have the Shivim, the 70, because the 70 is Shivim Panim Latayra, right? They were sitting and learning there, huh? What's the Tumarim? For years I was trying to find a pshat, to come up with a hesber, to come up with some kind of understanding, the kesher of the Tumarim in Elam. And Baruch Hashem, I saw a Yerushalmi that opened up my eyes. Shalmi Tainis Perikei Alach Dalit Amr B'Chanina. B'Chanina says 40 years before the Yidden came to Bavel, the Bavleim had this idea that they're going to plant palm trees. Bavel is full of palm trees, says the Yerushalmi. What made them think of it? Remember, we said everything in the Bria. Remember, Rabbi says everything in the Bria revolves around Klal Yisrael and their learning and their Ruchnius. It was there to serve as Klal Yisrael. What was it? What was the reason for the palm trees of Bavel? The Bavel, 40 years. No? Zokter Yerushalmi, Tamarim is sweet. Sweet to the palate gives Cheshik. And sweetness to wanting to learn Torah. I say, Zok, Yerushalmi, I'm first Yerushalmi. Sweets. Sweeten the appetite for Torah. Zis, sweet on the tongue, creates an appetite. Torah, sweet of Torah. Yeah. Little children, when they come, haircut, olive base, what do? We take a little honey, and we put it on their tongue. Tvash v'chalav tachas l'sheinech. It's supposed to be a segula to arouse the sweetness of Torah, to be ma'ayra, the sweetness of Torah. Shivim Tumarim, the Tumarim. Chazal already tell us Tumarim is Mesikus HaTorah. It represents Mesikus HaTorah. No? So we have the Yud Beis Einos. We have the Shivim, and we have the Tmarim, and the water was sweet in Elam. I end with the following Maaser, Rabbi Yisai. Bitterness, it's a tremendous, as we started this year, it's a tremendous machla. It's a Makas Medina, it's the machla of our time. And everyone is searching on how to deal with all the unhappiness and the bitterness. A bitter person is not a person, Rabbi Isaiah. It's a shivri kela. It's a shivri kela. We tried in the shir to give the solution and ideas of how to combat merirus through the parsha of Mora, which, as we explained, is a blueprint. It's a musar shmuyis. on how to deal with Merirus. Let me culminate everything we spoke with this following Maisa. I heard from an Ish Neman that told me that when Merenu Meran Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita La'iruch Yom V'Shan and Besara Torah, he lost his great Rebbetzin. The Rebbetzin Kanievsky. She was the real Eishes Chayil, Eishes Chover, a Heilig of Aim B'Yisrael. She was such a wonderful, unbelievable person. She was a mother to so many and a role model to all the women and to plenty of men who saw in the Tzidkus and seeked her counsel as well and learned from her beautiful Midas Toivas. When she passed away, there was a hole in Reb Chaim's life, a hole in Reb Chaim's heart. And even the Sara Torah, he was broken. He was unhappy. He was shavur, mentzibrachin. I'm being careful with the terms I use about the Godel Ador, the Sara Torah. Needed chizuk. Everyone needs chizuk at times. Life could be difficult, for lack of a better term. Could weigh us down. So he turns to Meran, Rav Shteyman, Zechut Tzadik, Levrocha, and Kedarko, he writes a letter in a few words. You know, Reb Chaim is not going to write big words. He's not going to write a lot. Otsuv ani. And maybe he found some kind of a nutrikin, like bua, otsara, like otsuv ani, you know, some kind of a... And he sends this to Meran, Rav Shteyman. Otsuvani. I'm unhappy, broken. I'm being careful not to use the word depressed. Rav Shteyman writes him back. Lule seiraschah shashuyai oz avadeti b'onyi. And he sends this message to Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim looks at it. He reads it and he goes, "Oh, I got the chizuk. Tzarik Tzim Lelnin, good. I became a chizuk. The words of chizuk you gave me, it worked." Tell me, what did he write? He wrote Lulei Sarah. It's a pasuk. We could be pretty sure that Reb Chaim Kanievsky knew this pasuk. This is nothing new. Every child Kamat knows this pasuk. And Rav Shteyman said it. Well, I mean, David HaMelech. So what's wrong if David HaMelech says it? What was this chadish? What was it that became new? Something different that Rav Shteyman wrote him? That this, this is the chizuk that he was looking for. That Rav Shteyman cared, maybe, that he was with him, and therefore he said, it's... There's some subliminal message here. What is in this? It's a pasuk! And I'm sure Reb Chaim Kanievsky used this pasuk in many previous situations in his life. And I thought a lot about it. And I thought maybe the schus of a Godel Ador writing to another Godel Ador, there's something about the actual words that has some kind of power, a koyach. And then I came up with the pshat, which I think is emes. Rav Shteyman is telling him that there is no other answer. You're looking for chizuk, I can't give you chizuk, because there is no other answer. The only answer is vayashach al amoyim, vayimtiku. As mevarv tzacharayin and learner, that's the answer. And if you're going to search for a different answer, you'll never be happy because there is no other answer. That's the pshat. Rav Shteyman was telling Reb Chaim, the only thing I could tell you is Lulei Seira, and that's the chizuk. Because when you do what really does work, you solve the problem. Yutaka gave the refuah to the Makkah. Instead of searching for other side solutions, that's band-aids, Rabbi Yisai, like we spoke in the shir. Those are band-aids. That's going to work maybe for a day or two, and then again the unhappiness comes back. Because you didn't go to the root, and you didn't find the refuah that's guaranteed to go to the root of the problem and heal it. Rav Shteyman is saying, it's very simple. There is one answer for a Yid. One answer, Rabbi Yisai. Can't even tell you how much I wish I could show it to you as a fact of life. People search and search and search and put so much effort into solving problems which are not in their hands to solve. And they're going to search for different ways on how to deal with the situation. And the real reality of a Yid, that the situation is really about his learning and his davening. And if that's dealt with properly and that's corrected, then either A, the problem won't bother him, or it'll probably go away on its own. Rabbeinu Shloilam, is him takta lamai. Hashem sweetens for you the meriros of mayim. Hashem takes care of the person. Hashem is there. Connect to the right answer, the Eibishter. Connect to his Torah. Searching in the outside world with all the chachmas achayim, with all the psychologies. And again, I'm not knocking psychology. I'm not. All of it is around the problem. For the Yid, the greatest solution is in the Imtakta Lamai, the Meriros of Mayim. Tefin, Kinav Shenu, Afafu. What are we really tired? What are we really missing? We're missing Mayim. We're missing your Heilige Torah, Rabbeinu Shleilam. And when we connect, we find the Lulei Seirascha Shashuei. We find the simcha, it's chayim hila machzikim ba, v'simchecha me'ushar. I wish all of you simcha, happiness in life, in your avoda, in everything that you do, with hatzlacha and bracha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.